Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله we thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. You are watching our program called Treasures of Wisdom and I am accompanied by our Honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Attari Ansari Hafizahullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We have a beautiful weather here in South Africa, Alhamdulillah. And we have a very important discussion, dear viewers, in our program called Treasures of Wisdom. We have been discussing the wonderful and immaculate advices given by none other than Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadari Radhavi Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. So our discussion is actually the words of wisdom by His Eminence, Alhamdulillah. And we are going to go through them with regards to intentions and then beautiful Madani pearls related to the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Subhanallah, related to Shariat Islam and the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These advices are really wonderful and really helpful, dear viewers. Kindly watch this program from the beginning to the end, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. All for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Sahib, how about starting with a beautiful kalam, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And this kalam is, of course, a wonderful Nati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it's related to him being the final and the beloved Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. اے ختم رسول مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں سبحان اللہ There is no one like the beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in the entire universe الحمدللہ So let's recite this kalam inshallah and after this kalam we will then dive into our discussion. Kindly take these advices dear viewers if possible even note and jot down these points they will really be helpful inshallah.
اے ختم رسول مکی مدنی اے ختم رسول مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ختم رسول مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں اے نور مجسم تیرے سوا اے نور مجسم تیرے سوا محبوب خدا کا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں اے ختم رسول اوصاف تو سب پائے ہیں پر حسن سراپا کوئی نہیں اوصاف تو سب پائے حسن سراپا کوئی نہیں پر حسن سراپا کوئی نہیں آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں اے ختم رسول
یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا تم عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو پہنچے ہو تم عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو ذیشان نبی ہے سب لیکن ذیشان نبی ہے سب لیکن معراج کا دولہا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے خط میں رسول
دل کس کو دکھائے چیر کے ہم پسیا کا دادا کون کرے دل کس کو دکھائے چیر کے ہم پسیا کا دادا کون کرے عیسیٰ کا دعویٰ کون کرے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا ہے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا دکھیوں کا مسیحا کوئی نہیں بلا کوئی نہیں ہے ختم رسول
خیرات محمد سے پا کر کس ناز سے کہتے ہیں منگتے کس ناز سے کہتے ہیں منگتے دکھیوں پہ کرم کرنے والا دکھیوں پہ کرم کرنے والا سرکار سے اچھا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ختم رسول
مکی مدنی کون میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں نور مجسم تیرے سوا کون میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ختم رسول
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم سبحان الله may Allah Kareem grant us real closeness to the beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم there are niyats to be made dear viewers of Madani channel even before reciting kalams listening to these kalams and naat subhanallah if the niyat was that ya Allah Kareem through the blessings of this naat-e-paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam grant me the ability to follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa Allah Kareem grant me true love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya Allah Kareem through the blessings of this kalam make me a naat khwan as well whereas I should also recite the poetry and the praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam thousands of good activities remain merely mubah dear viewers they are allowed because of not making the intention of reward but remember there is no reward if you never made an intention Allahu Akbar even before this bayan as well before the lecture before the program over and again viewers of Madani channel are advised to perform and to make the niyat the intention because everything once again breaks down right to the niyat as to what was your intention for listening to the bayan for listening to the kalam or for reciting these kalams as well subhanallah or for every permissible act that you perform as you heard before the program innamal a'malu binniyat or niyatul mu'mini khayrun min 'amali subhanallah so the niyat and the intention of a believer is actually better than his actions so Allah Kareem looks at the niyya that you have in your heart subhanallah what is your badani pearl with regards to niyat itself mulana sahib
alhamdulillah sayyidi niyat in the environment of da'wat islam even we have come in the beautiful madani environment we have been taught this on a daily basis consistently every program every ijtima every madani muzakara every program that is watched on madani channel it firstly starts with niyya and this is actually bringing back the practices of our pious predecessors
ji
the forgotten practices meaning it used to be the case that in the past just like how we learn the actions
ji
how do we make wudu how do we read salah how do we do this, how do we do that?
Hmm.
Just the act of learning something, we take it as very important. Previously, the pious predecessors, they would learn the niyyah of everything just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Along with learning the actions, they would learn the niyyah for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when they are performing those actions, it doesn't render null and void. Allahu Akbar.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, you want to say something good. Yes, the same thing what you want to say, it can have a positive or negative impact depending on the intention and the scenario in which you are saying.
Allah.
For example, smiling.
Mm.
Your smile is for the person to enter happiness into that person's heart. But smiling at the occasion of janaza, that would now be detrimental.
Mm.
Why? Because this is not the place or the occasion. At that time, if you are smiling, then that means your intention is wrong. Your intention can't be to solace with that individual who has lost his loved ones. Allahu Akbar. So similarly, Sayyidi, it all depends. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has said that our actions are dependent on the niyat, on the intentions, such that Zubaydah, the wife of Harun Rashid, she had constructed a road from the city in Iraq all the way to Makkah Mukarramah. And after she passed away, somebody sees her in the dream and they ask, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? She said, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven me.
Mm.
Then he asked, was it because of the road that you had constructed from Iraq to all the way to Makkah Mukarramah? He said, no. The reward of all that hard work the workers got. I got rewarded just on the basis of having the intention to do so.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Allah. Only on her niyat, she got rewarded and she was forgiven in the court of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala
and admitted into paradise. Yet she didn't have to do any of the hard work.
Allah.
So this is the way, because she was commissioned, she has commissioned the entire project and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at her intention. Today, if we are doing any grand projects, there might be ostentation in it, or people are going to see your name must be written big and bold. The place where the road starts, there's a big billboard to say so and so has contributed toward the construction of this 500 meters road, for example. And here she had built a road stretching upon thousands of miles, subhanallah, and she got rewarded. Why? Because sincerity was in it.
MashaAllah.
It is mentioned a man of Bani Israel, it was a time of drought. This person, he is passing by a sand dune.
Right.
And it is a desert area. So he thinks to himself that it is the time of drought. People are suffering. There is famine. People don't have food to eat. And I wish that this sand of dune was grain of food.
Allah.
I would have distributed all of it in the path of Allah. Subhanallah. As soon as he had this intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the message to the Prophet of Bani Israel to go and tell this man that Allah Azza wa Jal has accepted his charity.
Allah.
He never even gave the charity. He just had this intention that if this dune of sand were to be grains, hypothetically, and he just had this thought in mind, I would have distributed in the path of Allah. And without him distributing a single grain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his charity of donating a pile of grain, if it was sand dunes, Allahu Akbar.
Imagine.
And all that was accepted. And he was sent a message from the Nabi of Bani Israel to go and tell this man that his charity is accepted.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful waqiyah and story, Mawlana Sahib. That's we learn, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Intentions are so important. Even Mawlana Sahib, the hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, that actions are dependent upon the end result. Our niyat of whatever we have right now in our hearts, this will really prove to us how we have led our lives right at the end, depending on how you have left this world with iman, without Allah. Iman. So niyat is very important, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Our actions will then follow the niyats that we have in our hearts. May Allah Kareem make it asan. Remember, even an orator, a lecturer, a motivator will also be asked on the Day of Judgment as to what was his niyat before giving motivational speeches. Qari Quran will be questioned, Hafidul Quran will be questioned, businessmen will be questioned as to what niyat they had when they were giving donations in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So all those worships related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, though they are fard, but before performing them, you will still make niyat, dear viewers, because if your niyat is correct and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and not to flatter and not to make the officials and people of the world happy, but rather the Creator happy, subhanAllah, you will surely see its difference. May Allah Kareem bless us with the treasures of good intentions. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Coming back to our discussion, and of course, the beautiful book called 786 Pieces of Advice by Amir al-Sunnat. What a wonderful booklet, subhanAllah. Please kindly get your hands on this book, dear viewers. Actually, every day, remind your children once a week, once a month. Go through this book, inshallah. And there's lots of things that can come right in your life if you follow these Madani pearls. Acha, beautiful advice that Amir al-Sunnat has given regarding Allah Kareem and our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. One of his Madani pearls is that, Mawlana Sahib, in order to attain the wealth of love, Amir al-Sunnah says, in order to attain the wealth of love and muhabbah, he says, must read the parables and articles based on the love for Allah Kareem and his Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
This means that love would not just appear in your hearts. It wouldn't just come. It's created. How do you create this love and muhabbah? The more you learn, the more you study, the more you read about the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, you would see, Mawlana Sahib, when kalams are recited in the programs, how people get joshed up and hyped.
Subhanallah.
Because it's listening to kalam. Abhi imagine karein, aap ek Naat Sharif sunne, aapki muhabbat, aapki dil mein muhabbat badh chuki thi. Agar aap pura ek bayan sunne huzur ke baare mein, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you heard his mubarak seerah, you heard about his blessed biography, his blessed lifestyle, his mubarak sunnahs and andaz. Every day, 5-10 minutes, surely this will have an impact on your heart, on your soul, on your life. And this will bring about a tremendous change in your life, inshallah. Amir al-Sunnah then says, Mawsab, he says, because of sins, he says, the heart also becomes dirty. He says, it is cleansed by reciting the Holy Quran Pak, remembering death as number two, number three, and weeping out of fear for Allah Kareem and out of love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Four things are the beautiful remedy to the dirty hearts out there. If the heart has become hard because of sins, or if the heart has become black because of sins, in either cases, he says, it is cleansed by reciting Quran Pak, remembering death frequently, weeping out of fear for Allah Kareem and love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidi Al-Azhar says, ek dil hamara kya hai, azar iska kitna, ek dil hamara kya hai, azar iska kitna, tumne to chalte phirte murde na diye.
Subhanallah,
so
Subhanallah,
dead, spiritually dead by harboring all those, you know, dirt and filth that spiritually we attract over time, all those tick deposits that are there that actually kill the spiritual health of the heart. Al-Azhar says, ek dil hamara kya hai, azar iska kitna, tumne to chalte phirte murde jila di hai. Meaning by the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our dirty hearts, the dead hearts are revived through the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi, you said very beautifully that we need to nurture the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It reminds me of a beautiful hadith where the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, mata sahaba, when is qiyamah? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it was the time of Salah. After the Salah, he calls for the man who was asking. Where is the man who was asking, where is Qiyamah? And he comes there, he asks them, have you prepared for it? You're asking me, when is Qiyamah? What preparations have you done for it? He says, ya Rasulullah, we haven't done much preparations in terms of performing excessive amount of nawafil or giving a lot of charity. We haven't done any of that. But we are sure of only one thing, that we love Allah and Rasul Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this response from the Sahabi, he says, you will be with the one whom you love. Subhanallah. The day of judgment, you will be with the one whom you love. And when Sahaba heard this response from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, after, from the time they had embraced Islam, they had never had a more happier occasion other than that day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them the guarantee of them being in the company of the one whom they love.
Allah.
So if we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is actually a glad tiding that all the Sahaba will be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just add how they had surrounded him like moths around the flame.
Allah, Allah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Huzur, kash we attain such closeness to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and maqbooliyat, acceptance by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all claim to be divanas and ashiks of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lekin it depends, Mulana sahib, you know. It's always better when the one whom you love, he himself declares that you are my disciple, you are my follower, you are my true follower, subhanallah. Then they say, Masab, things change for a person, subhanallah. So we all should attain this closeness. Amir al-Sunnat in his advices, he says, subhanallah, beautiful advice he gives. He says, in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one should beg for the goodness of both the worlds
Allah.
And forgiveness. He is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Kareem has bestowed tremendous amount of powers and abilities which you and I can never fathom. He is our Aqa, he is our master. Amir al-Sunnat says, only the one who is considered good in the court of Allah Almighty and his final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually good.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. He is actually good, who is considered good. How do we know that? So there are signs, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Look for the signs of piety. Look for the signs of taqwa. We should have a clean heart for every person. As they say, Mulana Sahib, do not judge the book by its cover, right? Some others say, do not judge the book by its cover because the book hasn't been written as yet. Allahu Akbar. Whatever the case is, hum nahi judge karte hain, lekin dear viewers of Madani Channel, a person who doesn't read Salah, a person who doesn't fast in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, a person who does not follow Sharia, in other words, Mulana Sahib, there are many ways of violating the rights of Sharia, the rules of Sharia, from your dress code, to your actions, to your akhlaq. There are many ways. If somebody is violating those rights, Allahu Akbar, then of course from the apparent means, Mulana Sahib, he's not looked into a good way, from a good angle, that this person, he doesn't keep the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, or he doesn't read salah, for example. So these are the signs of evil, of shaitan. And this teaches how to understand matters and how to look into people when we speak and we converse with people, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Many a times, you know, in our sight, the person is a gunahgar, but in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla, in the sight of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's forgiven and he's a jannati. Allah. Many a times people of the dunya were dumped in the dump sites. Revelations came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that prepare for his burial and prepare everything. Why? He has been forgiven. So there are many, many accounts of this nature, whereas the world would look down upon a person, but in the sight of Allah Kareem, he is forgiven. Thus, since it's not written on every person's forehead who is a wali, who is a pious person, our responsibility is to respect every Muslim we see. And never to break the heart of any person, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah. Very quickly, Mulana Sahib, we want to move on to the next session, which is, of course, the wonderful piece of advice regarding Islam and Sharia. Since we spoke about Sharia, Mulana Sahib, some points, and thereafter, Mulana Sahib would also elaborate on these matters. He says, Sharia will not follow you. You will follow Sharia. Wonderfully said, Mulana Sahib. A Muslim is bound to carry out every affair according to Sharia. These are those things in which you and I have no say. We have to follow the Sharia and the rules of Islam. It is only the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for whomever he wishes to change, Mulana Sahib. He says, Islam gives the message of peace and relief.
Allah.
This is the universal peyram of Islam, Mulana Sahib. Peace and relief. So, this is what's so attractive about Islam. If you see why Islam is one of the fastest or the fastest growing religion on earth, it's because of the peace, the harmony, the way of life a person gets once he enters into Islam, Mulana Sahib. Yani, what direction a person gets in Islam is never given out of Islam. And Islam is the beautiful religion which guides his followers, making you into a better human, Mulana Sahib. Yani, reforming you from your akhlaq to your habits, to your psyche, to your nature, to the way you think. Islam will shape you and mold you and make you pure, subhanallah, and connect you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Starting from tahara, starting from childhood days, subhanallah. This is Islam, dear viewers. So Islam gives the message of peace and relief as well.
Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi, when it comes to the Sharia of Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal has created it for one reason, that is to worship Him. Right. And what is the end result? If we follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that we'll be admitted into paradise.
100%.
So we are all working for that paradise, and we have been given a roadmap. What route we should take that will end us in paradise. And somebody who doesn't want to follow the route. Today, even a simple thing as maps on the phone.
Allah.
You are in a new city. Right. You are exploring. You don't know where this road ends, the next road where it takes you. And you want to go from one place to the other. You are following this map blindly.
Blindly. Wherever it takes you.
Yes. It says turn left. You don't question. You turn left. It says turn right. You turn right. Make a U-turn. You make a U-turn. Without questioning. And here, Allah Azza wa Jal has made a code of conduct for us to follow. Who's our creator? And when it comes to Sharia, then as Mu'asab said, you will follow the Sharia. The Sharia will not follow you.
Kaaba.
Same thing. The Sharia will not follow you. We have to follow the Sharia.
Just like how the navigation example you have given.
The roadmap Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, that if you want success, you want success in this dunya, in the hereafter, this is the roadmap to follow. And if you think you know better, then we tend to fall. And then we get up, then we fall again. But when are we going to learn that there is no better way than the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the best way. For example, you are following a route and you are going along the route, and on the left hand side there's a river, and the next turn is coming maybe after 5 miles. But you know the road that you want to take the turn, and that's going to bend and come back, parallel road. There's only a river between you and that road. You're going to take a shortcut. You're going to drive the car through the river. You're not, right? Similarly, what we're trying to do is, okay, maybe we'll manage to cross the river. Perhaps if we have a flying car. We don't have a flying car yet. So the meaningful thing here just to do is to follow the roadmap. And we'll get there, inshallah, safely and securely by following the guidance of Sharia given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, we all want to hit shortcuts, you know. If, let's say, for example, the criterion to gain closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by performing our fard salah in the light of Hadith Qudsi. A person continues to be punctual on his fard salah and all the faraid that he is obligated to. And then after that, even more so, he then indulges in performing nawafil. Tirelessly, he is standing in the nights, in the darkness, where nobody knows what he is doing. Only he knows, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. And then there comes a time when this banda, this servant, he proves himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I'm devoted to you. And when Allah sees the sincerity of the heart and the sincerity of the action, then there comes a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this banda a wali.
Jabat.
And this is the norm. But what we want to do, we want to look for shortcuts. What is the easiest way? Maybe I could become maybe a friend of Allah, a saint in 5 minutes. People are looking for that kind of shortcuts. You know, I will go in a state of muraqabah, and then when I open my eyes, I will become a saint. It doesn't happen like that. So by following the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is achievable.
Subhanallah.
For as long as we are willing to pay the price.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And I think these are those important points, Mawlana Sahib. Amir al-Sunnat has given wonderful advices for that as well. Listen to what His Eminence says, subhanallah. He says, Islam is a collection of sacrifices. Sacrifices have to be made in order to act upon the religion of Islam and preach it. Allahu Akbar. Now listen to the next point. He says, Muslims are bound by the religion of Islam, not the intellect. He says, we are the people of the Lord, not the intellect. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He says only that person is wise who understands the religion. Allahu Akbar. So how do you understand the religion? When you study the laws of the religion, and that is Sharia. Without understanding the laws of any country, can you say that I would never violate any law of this country? You should first go through the laws of the country in order not to violate the laws of that country. If you do not want to violate the laws of Allah Kareem, then study what His laws are. Because those laws and rules and regulations are made by Allah Kareem and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for our well-being, for us not to cross those limits. For every Sharia on this planet, for every era, there were different Sharia's, Mu'asab, different rules and regulations for every other prophet's era and time when he came to his final Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for our well-being, for our easiness. And many of us aren't even interested to even learn the laws of Islam. What are the laws? What are the do's and don'ts? I want to know because I want to be a good Muslim. I want to be a good follower. But if this is the intention, you will be rewarded, dear viewers. He says only that wise person is successful who uses their intellect for the obedience of Allah Kareem and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, Murana Sahib, the most dangerous tool human ever has is the dimagh, the brains. This is such a tool, Mulana Sahib. If you see the nervous system inside, how they are designed in the brain and how they spark. And sometimes when those sparks become flames, the person overthinks matters and you become an overthinker. It's a sound intellect. I mean, this is the only tool that differentiates between a human and an animal. That they don't have aqle saleem, and you and I have aqle saleem, sound intellect. Using the very same intellect, others have claimed to be gods. Some have claimed to be gods. Yes, the Quran speaks about them. They use the same brains which Allah given you and those people also had. But some of them use their brains and they held the daman of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of them use their brains and they wanted others to hold their daman, which never worked out well. They are in the museums as ibrat for the rest of the world to follow. Their bodies and their mummies are there for the world to see that when you claim to be God, what happens? And using your brains in the right way, you would land yourself through the rahmat of Allah Kareem in Jannah. So Amir Ahl Sunnah says, only that wise person is successful. We see many wise people in society, but he says, only that person is successful who uses their intellect for the obedience of Allah Kareem and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Otherwise, there are lots of wise people, but not every wise person, Mawlana Sahib, uses his intellect to the obedience of Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
SubhanAllah. See, some are wise to their own detriment at times. I think maybe the bright sparks here. Right. You know, who could think better? And in this way, they try to look down upon right. The Sharia rulings and so on. Say, and you know, very disrespectful things at times people may say. And not knowing that the Sharia of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Mawlana Sahib has explained, at different ages of the mankind, the history of mankind. Different nations came and the rules and regulations for them were different. And here in the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rules are altered according to the need of the time and the type of the nation that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had addressed. So in Islam, we learn that this Sharia law is tailor-made to each and everyone's need. Each one is given their rights. For children, there are certain rights. For women, there are certain rights. For men, there are certain rights. For parents, there are certain rights. For children, there are certain rights. SubhanAllah. And even when we look at, mashallah, the miras, the inheritance system, there are certain portions allocated to certain family members. SubhanAllah. And their need is known best to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much of the share they would need. And according to that, Allah azza wa jal has stipulated their share in the Holy Quran.
MashaAllah, Mawlana Sahib. If only we could practice, dear viewers, all these points, how important it is. So Islam is the way of life, Mawlana Sahib. Islam is a beautiful and perfect religion and the only true religion in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inna ad-deena 'indallahi al-Islam. So when you come into Islam, also remember, not 50-50 or as I wish and desire to follow. Ya ayyuhalladheena amanu adkhulu fi silmi kaffa. we should adhere to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran and Pak. And now, further on, Amir Ahl Sunnah says, in the matters of Sharia, do not use your assumptions for declaring something permissible or impermissible. One of the biggest mistakes we all do, Mulana Sahib, and that is using our own assumptions. The one who has no degree in the Arabic language at times, you find often people of professors and other levels of people who have no knowledge about these matters are found debating on the matters of Sharia, haram and halal. Put a full stop to that, inshallah. Put a full stop. And it's always best to know, I don't know. It's always best to say, I don't know. And to get back to the person by finding out the answer from an authentic Mufti Islam, Alim Edin, inshallah. So in the matters of Sharia, he says, do not use your assumption. So if you're not sure about something, do not take it to be as that if you're not sure. Rather, you should investigate the matter instead of declaring something permissible or impermissible, right? This is very important for us. He says, having a sound belief and performing good deeds is a sign of the fact that the Lord Almighty Allah loves that person. So having a sound belief and iman and performing good deeds thereafter. So this is a nishani and a sign. SubhanAllah, we see pious people. So don't judge them, he's showing off or he's doing this or he's doing that until you know it for sure. Many people out there, subhanAllah, who perform virtuous deeds and their iman is strong, subhanAllah, as you can see that nothing of the world shakes them up, Mawlana Sahib. Poverty comes, situations come about in their life, but they don't miss their salah, they keep making ibadat. They are crying more in the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such people are pious people, respect them and take their du'as. He says, the best attribute of a person is being faithful. Allahu Akbar. The best attribute of a person is being faithful, yani Muslim. Allahu Akbar. How can this be achievable, Mawlana Sahib? How can this ever be achievable?
Sayyidi, you were just saying that to be sincere and not to judge people just on the basis of, you know, what you see. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a qari of the Holy Quran. He could recite Quran beautifully. So this man started reciting the Holy Quran. Mm. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with all his sahaba, they all started crying. By the time, you know, he's reciting the Holy Quran, they all are crying. Except for one sahabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says about that sahabi, that although his eyes never shed tears, but I can surely say that Allah, his heart is crying.
Allah,
subhanallah. Allah, he never judged him because tears never flowed from his eyes. But he says his heart is crying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could see the person's heart.
Such an important thing, Mawsab. Sometimes we even say this person, there's nothing affecting him. He aren't crying. And we do not see tears in the eye of a person, so we feel he has got no khawf-e khuda. But as you just said, Mawlana Sahib, we don't know how many thousands of people cry from their hearts, Mawlana Sahib. Wow. SubhanAllah. This is honestly a blessing if you cry from your heart. And crying is very important. Mawlana Sahib, you know, they say crying softens the heart. A weeping person who cries frequently and khas karke khawf-e khuda mein jo roye, Mawlana Sahib, this has a different impact on his heart and soul and mind. We often see people who cry frequently are very successful in the spiritual world as well. The hukum of the Quran, the order of Allah Azza wa Jalla is for us to be remembering death, remembering the qabr, remembering the akhirah, thinking about the divine plan of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the secret plan which He has about us, which we have no knowledge of. We don't cry thinking about the grave, about adhab-i qabr, about the akhirah, about what's going to happen to me. How would I leave this world with iman, without iman? What's going to happen to my coming progenies and generations and my children, my grandchildren? These things don't make us cry. What makes us shed tears is only the loss of the world, loss of wealth, business not working out, plans not going according to your plan, loneliness of the world, anxiety, stress, depression. These are those things which will make us cry because they're related to the world, dear viewers. Gosh, the same tear shed from the eye in the love of Allah, His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the value of the tear also changes, dear viewers. The value of the person becomes much more than before as well. This one tear can change your life. The same tear you shed for the dunya takes you nowhere. Rather, you will be stuck in more anxiety and problems of the world. Because it's the dunya. It never got to you, yet it's so close to you. This is the whole trick of this world. That dunya means that which is so close to the heart of Allah Sahib. Or because a banda is closer to the world, it's closer to the akhirah, as they say. Many definitions of dunya itself. Itna qareeb ho karke bhi wo haath nahi aata hai, Allah Sahib. The wealth comes into your hands and then it goes on from the next hand. It comes and goes to the next person. There are lots of reasons why people are facing these long-term depressions and long-term problems because of not achieving happiness in the world. Mm-hmm. They have not got over their griefs, Mulana Sahib. Their grief has taken them like a tsunami. Many people have committed suicide. Many people are still in a mess altogether. Many fourth generations are crying. From when they are crying, fathers are crying, you know. Likewise, so it's a world which is going to bring all these news and khabar for us. But Amir al-Sunnah says a Muslim's manner must never be immoral anywhere. What that means, Mulana Sahib, that immorality and all these things are connected to the dunya. And we are people of Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many believers, people who have iman and faith. So it's very, very important, dear viewers, that we adhere to these teachings and understand more better as to Allah is the owner of this planet and this universe. He knows better as to what we should be doing and how can we be successful. So why you want to use your own intellect to find out what's right and what's wrong? Why don't you want to use the criterion given by Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And it becomes so simple, Mawlana Sahib, if we follow the manual given to us. Mm-hmm. And not wanting to add our own comments in that. And leave it strictly as Allah Kareem and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has left it for us to follow by. But and if there is any contradiction sometimes because of not having good knowledge, mm-hmm. we find contradictions between hadiths, between ayat. This is not for us to debate upon either, Mawlana Sahib. In such circumstances, if you felt this hadith was saying something else and the other hadith is saying something else, sit with the true ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and ask them what is the meaning, because they have studied these causes which we haven't. So at times people who do self-reading, Mulana Sahib, we find that people who do a lot of self-reading and self-studies are the one who debate most of the time.
Yes, they feel that they become an authority by just flipping through a few pages. And
Shariat and Tariqat, everything comes in
there. Yes, everything comes just like that. They get an epiphany that, you know what, I'm now well-versed.
In everything.
Just by reading maybe the chapter of Kitab al-Badil Wahi from Bukhari Sharif. And then they become an authority. And they feel like, you know, I know everything about the revelations and so on. So in this case, they'll come and argue with you. No, how is it like this? I read in Bukhari. And they will shout on top of their lungs, that, you know, as if they have drunk the entire Bukhari, whereas they only read two pages.
Allahu.
And here, an alim-e-deen who has taught Bukhari Sharif for 40 years. Subhanallah. And he knows ins and outs, all the finer meanings of Sahih al-Bukhari. But this person will argue with that man.
So do you think these are the tricks of Shaitan? The Shaitan is playing on this with such a person to make him feel as if he has it all?
Yes. To consider yourself an authority, or to consider yourself greater than your elders, or those who are more knowledgeable than you, then this is disrespectful, and this is actually pride and arrogance. And pride and arrogance is not a trait that Islam looks at very favorably. And here the person who comes and asks, you know, I've read this hadith and that hadith, I find conflicting narrations. And the ulama-i-kiram, actually, they used to teach you in such a way that there is no conflict. The conflict is only in your head, because you don't know how to glance over it with proper knowledge and wisdom. Having knowledge is something else. You know the positive and negative, and that's all you know.
Allahu Akbar.
And if you put them together, it sparks. Right. And what are you going to do with the knowledge?
Allahu Akbar.
Have you become an electrician? Right. And some people with that amount of knowledge, they will go and touch it, and then they are no more. They are testing their knowledge to their own detriment. Here is the case when you become an authority in the field of Quran and Hadith and try to decipher conclusion on your own without knowing the laws and the methods of studying the Holy Quran. It's like a person is throwing arrows and it just hit the target, by the way. Throwing arrows in the dark.
Allahu Akbar.
So if that person, for example, who's making the commentary of the Holy Quran based on his own assumptions, his example is like that.
Allah khair farmaya. Allah Kareem guide us, Mulana Sahib. Very important points again you have brought to the table. And this teaches us that we should have a proper ustad, a teacher, a person who has knowledge of that field. And I don't understand, we don't give comments in the domain of medicine at times to doctors. We don't suggest to doctors what medication to give us. We don't tell the lawyers how to fight our cases. We don't tell others to do things for us. They have the knowledge of how to do it, and they will do it the way they have learnt it. But when it comes to Hadith and Quran, then we see every person feels he has a right to say something when it comes to Sharia. Yeah. So we have no right to say anything. The only right we have is to follow, and we should follow. The right that we have is to learn, to study, to understand, and not to fight against what laws have been made already for us, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem shower rain of mercies and blessings upon us all. And right to the end of the program, as we are, alhamdulillah, discussing these beautiful pearls of wisdom, alhamdulillah, I want to end with one of these amazing points. Amir al-Sunnah says, the most inspirational person is only the one who avoids sins, and their every step follows the path of Sunnah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. He says again, the most inspirational person is only the one who avoids sins, and that every step of life, yani, follows the teachings and the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So we end on this note, Mulana Sahib, that this is what we should be doing, and this is how we should be doing things as Muslims, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Maybe we can add another point to it. He says, show affectionate love to the children, considering it Sunnah and reward.
Subhanallah.
What a beautiful advice. This is all for all the fathers and all the mothers out there. We know nanas really love children, right? We often see grandfathers run behind the grandchildren. And some grandfathers told me, you know what, they are like better than our own children. Subhanallah. That's a good thing. But sometimes we see that fathers, they aren't there to give proper time to their children, that affection, that love and mahabba. So be there for your children, inshallah. Azza wa jal, we have come to the end of the program. We say shukran to our honorable Mawlana Sahib for always making the time and being here, part and parcel of the program, and for sharing wonderful pieces of advice, adding flavor to our discussion, alhamdulillah. Until then, dear viewers, keep reciting durood and salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.